It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch, from the best bets to the sneaky underdogs. And of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
A study has started to examine the proposed redesign of the approximately 1.2 mile stretch of the Twin Cities Highway, and also to go along with that, look at the 1.1 mile stretch of Division Street adjacent to the highway. Feel free to talk about this study and what the purpose of the study is going forward.
Yeah, so Twin City Memorial Highway is a state-owned road up until about Nash. The city of North Tonawanda owns Division Street, the arterial on the side of it. And this has been a long discussion for a couple decades now about what to do with it. And we were successful in getting a $500,000 grant through Congressman Brian Higgins' office, formerly congressman, and some state funds as well, to basically re-envision what Twin City could be. It's a major divide in North Tonawanda. There are safety concerns that we've seen over the years. And really, it's about how do we make the neighborhood over there a lot nicer, too. So tonight, we will be doing our first public outreach of this with our engineers from CNS, representatives from the states, and dozens of residents who are interested in giving their input on how the highway can be better suited and maybe not so much a highway anymore.
You know, you're spot on. So we're in a planning study right now. So really, we're at the very start of that. That's going to be anything from, you know, we want to hear people's feedback about what they think could be out there. What do they see as needs? What do they have as concerns? We have nothing identified to date. We have no preconceived ideas. We really just want to hear from the public what they would like to see out there. And then we can then take that, figure out what we would have for needs for the project, and kind of try to develop some concepts that we can move forward and bring back to the public.
Mm-hmm. Dan, feel free to explain your role in this with CNS and how this ties in with the study.
Yeah, so CNS is the prime consultant on this. We're working with a few others. But so the city basically asked CNS to help navigate this process. This planning study is referred to as a PEL study. It's a planning and environmental linkages study. Relatively new style of study in New York State, but working closely with our partners at the New York State Department of Transportation, Federal Highway, and also the MPO for the area, Greater Buffalo, Niagara. To kind of come up with what is this going to look like, right? So ultimately, our goal is to get a report together that would kind of have some recommendations. It would identify what the point of the project is, what the needs of the project are, some objectives, and then some concepts that would meet those objectives. A lot of public input along the way to make sure that we're meeting the needs of everyone.
And Austin, talk about the partnerships. I think you mentioned that there's a partnership with the state as well. Talk about those partnerships and the other parties that are helping with the study.
Yeah, so these projects might seem simple, but they're quite a big lift. There's a lot of different entities involved, especially when it comes to public dollars or grants. We are required to engage the public in various ways, and we want to hear what they have to say. With New York State, they really control this road. It's only suited that they're involved in this. You know, it's a very odd location because the history of it, they basically stopped the highway. It was supposed to go much further, way past Nash, you know, and into the falls, I believe, and it just sort of stops. It's a perfect example of something that is dividing a community. I know that Governor Hochul had talked about this in the past, about removing these divides, these sort of older ways of thinking, highways running right in the middle through a municipality, and finding a way to reconnect these communities. It's a big piece of different initiatives for pedestrian safety, walkability, green spaces. A lot of ideas have been thrown around internally with it, but this endeavor ultimately could lead to a $30 plus million grant through the federal level, again, It's not a cheap project, so we have to give a lot of attention towards it.
What are some of the details in terms of the study and what it's looking at to address with the highway?
So, you know, we have engineers on board, so it's not only public input. There are certain state codes, guidelines that we have to obviously follow with it, how intersections are built, accessibility, and of course, they're going to look at what kind of traffic flow do we get here. They're going to be doing a lot of counts to figure out how many roads do we actually need. The assumption right now is we can definitely reduce the amount of lanes that we have there. We're not saying it's going to go down to one. We're not committing to roundabouts, but there will be some changes based on data that we find with people's commute. It's one of the major ways that people exit or enter North Tonawanda.
You know, it's everything from traffic to environmental concerns, whether that's air, noise, historic resources, wetlands. All those things have to be reviewed as part of the federal process. In addition to the outreach component.
How much of this is also relating to the safety of the highway for the public? I know that earlier this week, Monday, there was a gentleman who had been struck and killed while riding an e-bike going across along Tremont, going across the highway. And does that kind of matter with safety kind of get heightened a little bit now because there has been an incident like this very recently?
Yeah, I mean the unfortunate accident that happened on Monday, there were a lot of factors at play there, but and there have been a couple of accidents over the last decade on Twin City for different reasons, but I mean this only amplifies the need to re-envision Twin City. There's a lot of ways that we can make it safer to cross, to travel, and for pedestrians to be a part of others' daily commute in vehicles. So that's obviously going to be a hot topic tonight. We are well aware of it. It is a little coincidental. It's so close to this already planned event. But across the region, we're seeing these types of accidents with these e-bikes. About a month ago, I had asked our police department to come up with a flyer to basically explain to people what the different classes of e-bikes are, their speeds, what they do, and what the state laws are regarding them. And then all these different occurrences started to happen throughout the region. You know, the easy way that people can look at these e-bikes too, obviously we recommend wearing a helmet to abide by any laws in place. And really, you have to stop at those stop signs. You got to stop at the stoplights. You're sort of one with a vehicle. You go the way that traffic is flowing. We're talking about doing a public outreach also in our police department to more or less teach people the rules of the road when it comes to bikes, e-bikes, scooters, etc. So we are aware.
I just want to add on to that, Mayor, because you've hit on an important topic. We've noticed, so back in the 60s when these roads were designed, everything was vehicle-centric, right? So it's how can you get from point A to point B the fastest? Well, you know, fast forward to 2024, and there's different modes of transportation, right? People want to be able to take public transportation on a bus. People want to be able to use e-bikes. They want to be able to walk. They want to be able to bike to work or to, you know, a shopping center or to a place of worship. So we want to make sure that as we're looking at this study, we mentioned safety, but we want to make sure that all modes and all users of the facility are included.
Mm-hmm. With this public meetings, my understanding there's going to be multiple ones, right? How many of them are you guys hoping to have over the next several weeks?
There should be a handful of different ways that we engage the public. And if people have been to these types of projects, people are very familiar. We have a lot of projects going on in North Tonawanda, which require us to do public outreach with various engineers, including CNS again, a couple others. And So it's sort of a standard process to engage the public, surveys, gathering any type of information we can, going to public places, the library, city market, city hall. We do have an internal, more or less stakeholder or executive committee internally, and those members, importantly, are some of them are businesses that are along Twin City. So we have members from Market in the Square, we have the Hideaway Grill, Blattner's is one of the members. We have a couple residents that live there. There's not a ton of homes there. But that's also an important piece because Twin City is more or less a business strip too. So how do we make it user-friendly, but also promote some of those businesses and future businesses that want to be there along the road?
And what are some of the key elements, pieces that you're hoping to garner from the public input as part of these meetings going forward? What are some of the big, I don't know if you have a checklist of items that you're looking to accomplish here, but you know, what are some of the main talking points?
Yeah, so the first meeting tonight is really, it's to listen, right? So it's to hear from the public, what do they see? What are their concerns? What would they like to see out there? That can be anything from, hey, I see a lot of accidents at this corner. I use Twin Cities daily to commute to work and I need to still be able to do that, but I don't want to get stopped at every traffic light. So we're really just listening to the community because the people who know it, who live by it, they know best. So we want to hear from them. In terms of, you know, moving forward, so depending on, you know, the meeting, you know, there's different objectives for the meeting. So the best way, honestly, to stay in touch with our project is through the project website. It's tcmhforward.org. On that website, you can sign up with an email address. We'll have all the information from tonight's public meeting will be posted. There's an exercise on there, a mapping exercise, where you can add your comments and feedback. So that's the best way to stay connected to the project and then kind of see, okay, you know, our next meeting, which is going to be in like the winter 25 time frame, exact date to be determined, it'll be posted on there. The city has done a great job of putting up, you know, messages on variable message boards at City Hall. We have a sign right by NTNLL. It's out. It was on the water bills. It was on
my newsletter.
The mayor's newsletter. So that's the best way to stay connected. And there'll be kind of some notes as we move forward as to what the next meeting will be, when it will be, and what we're looking for.
Now, I know that it might be a little bit difficult to kind of foresee into the future so long, but when do you estimate that maybe some of these suggestions, the input from the public might be actually implemented and used changing what's going on?
So this whole process takes about 18 months, and we're about 6 months in, so we can imagine that a year from now we're going to have more of an idea, a tangible concepts of all that input and how that is going to lay out there, along with the public input along the way. And then that information ultimately will go towards sort of that big grant, the big piece that's going to fund the construction of it. So, you know, I certainly don't want to make promises on when we're going to have a shovel in the ground, but, you know, it could be as close as 2, 3, 4 years from now. Right, and ambiguous. So 3 to 5 years, I'd say, if everything works accordingly, we move pretty quickly. We want to get it done.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.